Tamei Perevot Mishnah Beis. Misha Zocha B'machta. The coin that was Zocha B'machta. The coin that was Zocha to do the Avodah to help the person who was Machta the dirt. He took the Machta and took Cholos from the Mizbech HaChitah and brought the calls onto the Mizbech HaPnimi on which the coin would be Machta the dirt. Sabar at the Gecholim Agabi Mizbech. When he brought the Gecholim into the Hechel, he heaped the Gecholim, the call on top of the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Mizbech HaChitah. We rather done Bishule HaMachta. And he smoothed out the Gecholim with the bottom of the machte, the hishtacha b'aviyata. After he smoothed out the gecholim on the mizbeach ha-pnimi, he bowed down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hechol, and he exited the hechol. Sechet Tomis HaRavav Mishnah Gimel, Misha Zocha B'Ktori, the coin that was Zocha to do the Avodah HaKtori. Ha-yinoita at ha-bazach mitoch ha-kav. After he entered the hechol, he took the bazach that held the Ktori from inside the kav, and the bazach that held the Ktori was inside another kli called a kav. And he would take out the bazach with the ktoret, the nose no the avo, or the krovo. He would give the kav, the one that did not hold the ktoret, to his friend or to his relative that came into the hechel with him for this purpose. Nispazer mimenu the tocho, nose no lo the chofna. If some of the ktoret had fallen out of the bazach and into the kav, the coin that was there with him would take that ktoret and put it into the hands of the coin who was being mocked to the ktoret. And so too the kohen who was there with them would take the entire Torah that was inside the bazak and put it into the hands of the kohen. Umelam dinoso, the kohen who was mocked to the Torah was taught, Havizahir shematasfa lefanecha shaloti chavet. Be very careful when you start heaping the Torah onto the calls on the mizbech ha-pnimi that you shouldn't start heaping it close to you as you might burn your hands. As the way the kohen was mocked to the Torah is he would take the Torah from his hands and he would put the Torah starting from the west side of the Mizbeah, and the Ketoros would start falling out of his hands, and he would move his hands towards the east, so the Ketoros would go on the entire Mizbeah. As the Kohen was standing to the east of the Mizbeah, and first he would stretch out his hands all the way to the west of the Mizbeah, the Ketoros would start falling out of his hands, and he would move his hands towards the east. That way the Ketoros was heaped on the entire Shetach, the entire area of the Mizbeah. And he was taught not to start heaping the Ketoros on the calls from the east, which is closer to him, and then to start moving his hands towards the west, as once he starts putting the Ketoros to the east, it will start burning, and when he starts moving his hands towards the west, he can burn his hands, so therefore, he did it the opposite. He started from the west and moved towards the east, all the while having the Ketoros fall out of his hands onto the coals. Hitzko meradeh b'yotze. After the Ketoros was put onto the coals, he took the machke, and he started pushing down on the Ketoros so that the Ketoros would be pushed down on the coals throughout the entire area of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Lo haya ha-makdir makdir ad sheha-mamuna oimer lo hakdir. The coin was mocked to the Torah did not start being mocked to the Torah until the mamuna, person in charge, told him to go ahead and be mocked to the Torah. And haya coin gadol. If the coin was mocked to the Torah was a coin gadol, ha-mamuna oimer ishi coin gadol hakdir. In such a case, the mamuna would speak to him with a lot of respect and would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master the Kohen Gadol, now you can start being mocked to the Keturah. Parshuah, while the Kohen was being mocked to the Keturah, everybody had to be pirish to leave between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, as the Ulam was between the Azara and the Hechel. And between the Ulam and the Mizbeach was the western part of the Azara. Nobody was allowed to be on the western part of the Azara while any avodah is being done in the Hechel, which includes the Ketoret. This is learned out from the Pasuk, as the Pasuk says, B'chol Adam lo yiyeh b'ayo moyeh b'bo l'kaper b'koydesh. And we learn out from there, any kapar that's done b'koydesh, the Hechel is referred to the Koydesh, nobody can be in the oil moyeh, and between the Ulam and the Mizbeach correspond to the oil moyeh of the Mishkan. The Hikter, the Hishtachabed, the Yatzah, the Kohen was mocked to the Ketoret, and after he was mocked to the Ketoret, he bowed down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Hechel, and he then exited the Hechel.